Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota is set to launch an independent Office of Inspector General early next year to investigate fraud in state government. The measure passed after a two-year legislative effort, and DFL author Senator Heather Gustafson says additional changes may still be needed as the new office gets up and running.
Typical for the way our government works, it should be a lot of these things should be living, breathing policies that can be flexible and adjusted based on the needs of our state.
Gustafson has been appointed to the new Legislative Inspector General Advisory Commission to look for potential candidates. Heavy rain is causing major flooding across southeastern Minnesota, with stranded motorists rescued from floodwater and emergency crews responding to swift water incidents Thursday. The hardest hit areas include Fillmore, Houston, Mower, Winona, Olmsted, Dodge, Wabasha, and Freeborn counties. Flood warnings remain in effect through at least Saturday as rivers continue to rise. Officials are urging drivers to avoid flooded roads and remember, turn around, don't drown. If you're heading out for the 4th of July weekend, don't assume an empty construction zone means you can ease up on the gas. MnDOT's Ann Meyer says work zones still require your full attention even when crews are off for the holiday.
You know, it really can vary depending on project and depending on location. In many circumstances, construction workers may not be working over the holiday, but we still need to keep those areas safe from traffic as they're still under construction. So you might still see some construction cones, limited lanes.
Meyer reminds drivers to obey posted speed limits and watch for lane shifts through every work zone to help keep everyone safe this holiday weekend. In other headlines, a Stearns County judge has ordered a mental competency evaluation for 33-year-old Luke McLean, who is charged with second-degree murder in the fatal stabbing of a Catholic Charities group home employee in Cold Spring last Saturday. The court found there is reason to question McLean's competency to stand trial. The case is on hold pending the evaluation. As prices for some 4th of July cookout staples increase, there's things Minnesotans can do to stretch their dollars. Pam Diebele with the Minnesota Farm Bureau says shopping at different stores can help.
Look for different brands or different sizes of items that may fit better into your budget, and also look at different grocery stores, because we have found that certain grocery stores will offer different prices in order to get people into their store.
Diebele says prices for ground beef, pork chops, and chicken breasts are up, but things like potato salad and potato chips are down. This is MNN.